And then they wanted there, it don't change, and he does a lot of hollering. You know, like if it's been dry a long time and it's fixing to be a long wet spell like this, you hear him out there. And he'll do that for two or three days, even after it starts raining. I hear him when this rain started, before it started, and then I hear him after it started. And they call them tree frogs, see.
What about a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell?
Well, now, there are two different deals of them. And maybe more than that, but there are one that stays in the water is a turtle. And there are water terrapin that stays in the water. And there are what they call a loggerhead that stays in that water.
What's the difference between all those?
Well, now, a water terrapin, he looks like he's a whole lot like these terrapins that stayed on dry ground. See, he's got a shell on him, and he stays on dry ground. He don't get in any water. That water terrapin looks a whole lot like him. And that old loggerhead turtle, now he's a mean scamper, he is, and he stays in the water all the time. He can go under and stay under all winter. He buries down in the mud and stays there all winter, see. And he don't have to come surface to live, just water terrapin. He'll drown in a little while if he stays on the water too long. And this loggerhead, if you get him out or get a hold of him, it makes him mad and he grabs a hold of something, you can't get him loose. He just hangs on like a bulldog, see. And he's got a big old wide thick head on him. He's got a big mouth, and boy, he's tough and stinks. He stinks something awful when you get him mad and stir him up, you see. Then there are what they call the leatherback. It's a big old turtle and
about
a lot of
18 inches long?
Yeah, he's sort of made like that, a sort of a oval, you know, like that. And he liable to weigh 15 or 20 pounds. And a lot of people eat them.
In fact,
yeah, he lives in the water too. He never gets on the bank either. He stays in the water at all times. I never seen one on the bank or even on a log. I've seen them others on logs, but I never seen one of them even on a log. But I've caught two or three of them. they're real fine eating. Them is. It's somebody that knows how to dress them, you know, and take care of them. They're real fine eating.
And
he don't smell. See, he ain't got no smell about him.
Any other kinds that stay on land besides the terrapin?
Any kind of what?
That stay on land besides the terrapin?
Not no turtle that I know of in a turtle family, not that I know of. I never did see any of them.
What about a kind of insect that flies around the light, tries to fly into the light?
Oh man, I couldn't start to name them.
Well, one that, if you grab it, this powder comes off in your hand?
Well, them are millers. What we call millers, that'd be the powder come off there. They originated from a worm or something like that, see. And
what about something that eats holes in your wool clothes?
Well, that'd be, moths. No, I think of it directly. Moths. It eats clothes, and you can buy balls to put in your clothes to keep them from getting in there. See, it used to be bad about that. Now, I'll tell you about all that kind of stuff. Before this DDT come, now it was bad. You take these old houses like this, every one of them, I don't go to anybody's house, I don't care. And they all had them bed bugs, chinches they call them. And they had moths in them. But the government, down in this part of the world, sent people around and sprayed these houses with that DDT. And it killed all that kind of stuff out. And we don't have any trouble with it no more. There's no more bed bugs or chinches, they call them. And they don't have any trouble with any more moths. And they outlawed DDT, but I think it made a mad mistake when they did.